Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 11. We keep on praying for you, asking our God to enable you to live a life worthy of his call. May he give you the power to accomplish all the good things your faith prompts you to do. It's often and rightly pointed out that the Christian life is a marathon and not a sprint. Keeping something up isn't too difficult if you're doing it for just a short while, but keeping going as a Christian for years on end is a different matter. Living for Christ consistently in the face of the ups and downs of life is not easy. How do you keep up your faith when you're in pain, or you have financial problems, or family disputes, or your work is difficult? Paul's answer is that God enables us to keep going. He gives us the power to do all those good things that he's called us to do. So we must not think of the Christian life as being a heroic solo effort. Although we might feel alone at times, God is beside us, and we are never without Christian brothers and sisters, even if they may be far away. The problem with our strength is that one day we may feel able to face every challenge, and the next we might be feeling limp and useless. It's important that we keep our eyes fixed on God, who's entirely different. He never gets tired or has an off day. Isaiah wrote, "He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." As we pray for one another, let's specifically pray that our Christian brothers and sisters will know that God is continually strengthening them as they live for him. So let me ask you a question. In what specific way do you need spiritual strength at the moment? And now let's pray together. Lord God, we need your strength today. Please come to us in the power of your Holy Spirit and make us strong for you. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.